Well, the president has made these social media posts, but then he then sort of walked some of those threats back, saying he wasn't threatening death. He was saying sedition was often in the past punishable by death. And then before you appeared here today on social media, he put out, the traitors that told the military to disobey my orders should be in jail right now, not roaming the fake news networks. I guess that's us. Trying to explain what they said was okay. It wasn't and never will be. It was sedition at the highest level. It's a major crime. There can be no other interpretation of what they said. That's a quote from what he put on social media. Do you have any idea what all these threats actually mean? Because he mentioned in an interview military courts and referenced the DOJ as well.
No, we don't know what this means. He doesn't know what this means because he's irresponsible. He's acting dangerous. He's acting in an insightful way. There's two things going on here, Margaret. One is the irresponsible and dangerous rhetoric by the president of the United States threatening to have members of Congress executed who he disagrees with. But it's also so telling that when members of Congress simply remind service members of the Constitution and their duty to obey the law, which is not just our right, but is our obligation to do, that he cannot handle that, and he resorts to threats of violence and threats of arrest and execution. That tells you everything you need to know about Donald Trump's respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, and actually underscores our point.